Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Get things become cliche because they are true. Like, cliches happen because they keep getting said because it's right. Like, this size mentality, that it's something special. Like, what this manager and this group of players and this coach and stuff and everybody, including us as a fan base, whatever they've done is just incredible. Because for that to happen today, again, it's no fluke. It is sensational.
Mate, it's from the top down. And that's where it comes from. It stems from Jürgen Klopp, and he's instilled this belief into each and every one of us and each and every one of those players that no matter what, if there's time on the clock, we've got an opportunity, we've got a chance, and we're big enough and good enough to be able to take that opportunity. Yeah. And it is no fluke, it is not luck that Liverpool get these late winners. It is born from him and what he gives every single one of those players. And tonight, you know, there will have been fans from rival clubs again looking round thinking this is Liverpool done and dusted. Yeah. Liverpool, one too many injuries, one too many games. That's our third final we've played in a week as I see it now. And that's our third win in a final. That is the mentality of this Liverpool squad. And it has to be the mentality for the rest of the season. But, you know, sides I've seen in the past, Liverpool sides and other teams that would just give up and go, you know what, that Sells made a world-class save from a complete freak of a header but from their defender, you know, the ball bounces off him. And sides before Jürgen Klopp, that's enough for them to down tools. You know, we did everything we could, but not this Liverpool side, not Darwin Nunes, not Alexis McAllister, who I thought was sensational, by the way, throughout the entire game. But when that ball drops to him on the edge, other players would have turned and played the easy ball to the right back or the right winger, not Alexis McAllister. He takes his time, gets his composure right, cuts inside on his wrong foot and backs himself to deliver the ball into Darwin Nunes. And it's a great ball and it's an unbelievable finish from Darwin Nunes, you know, on the header. The goalkeeper's got no chance. And then to see Virgil van Dijk and to see Nunes and to see those players celebrating in front of the away end and Virgil van Dijk pointing at the fans, that's for you. It's for them. It's for them as much as it is for you, for us. It was just sensational, and you can't ever doubt them, can you? And you should never. And there'll be Liverpool fans out there who did, and you're idiots because you shouldn't ever doubt them, no. Steve.
It's one of those, I think the McAllister point's great, Chris, because you think of mentality and you think of scrapping and you're going to fight and you're going to win challenges, and Liverpool do that. But having, you know, when all around you is on fire and you're having the ability to lower your heart rate and take your time, that shows a certain type of something as well.
It's world class.
In that situation, it's easy to just fire a shot away and hope you get another corner or just see if something mad happens. But he goes, nah, I'll take your time, I'll let my head up, I'm brilliant, I've won the World Cup, I'll box this off. That just, there's something about him. He stepped up recently, you know, I think it's a couple of goal contributions, a couple of assists and goals in the last three Premier League games. He's been magnificent. And again, it is that mentality thing of when all else is around me is on fire, I will just be cool and calm.
You're absolutely spot on. And that's a winner. That's a player playing with confidence, who thinks he belongs in the side, who sees himself as an integral part of this side. Because you're right, everything's on fire and it's too easy to whip an early ball in and it not be good enough. But to be able to take a second, look at what's around you and go, I've got this.
Yeah.
And then deliver it. That's a world-class footballer. And £35 million for him is, mate, we might look back on that. And we've talked about over the years of free transfers and, you know, bargains and all this type of stuff. Come the end of his Liverpool career, we might be looking at that going £35 million was £100 million less than what we should have paid for him.
Absolutely.
Because he's got everything, mate, and he was everywhere again today. When all else was crumbling around him, Alexis McAllister stood up again.
Absolutely. And I suppose we'll move on to Nunes now. 25, I think that is now, goal contributions this season. It's outrageous. 43 times this season, a Liverpool substitute has contributed to a goal, either a goal or an assist. 21 goals, 22 assists. That's more than any side in Europe's big five leagues. It does go to show, when Liverpool have got the options off the bench, what they can do. You know, today, for the first time, really, and I mean this with all due respect to the young lads who've been magnificent, but Jürgen's turned around and thought, I've actually got real match winners on my bench here. I'd include Endo in that for a different reason, but I've got Szoboszlai, I've got Nunes. And ultimately it happens again. Like, it's no fluke again, is it, that Liverpool get late goals, often from substitutes. 43 times they've been involved in goals because the squad building's been so good. They are without so many players that it's almost broke at breaking points, but he's still able to go to Darwin once again to deliver the goods.
Yeah, and it's obviously timing, isn't it? We were lucky in that Darwin was able to go and Szoboszlai was able to go, yeah, and Endo was able to go. I think it might have been one game too many for us if it wasn't for them. But It's that inherent belief that these guys are going to make an impact when they do, and we give them a platform to be able to showcase what they can do. And, you know, that is now a record for Liverpool, I think, 21 goals in a season. The last time I think we got 20 was 2005, 2006, something like that. So it's now a record, but this is a Jürgen Klopp who, when he came into the football club, Steve, you'll know this better than anybody, he wanted to work with a small group of players. And it's very difficult, I think, for a manager, because I always say this, managers are very egotistical. They believe in what they do and they believe that they're right. Yeah. And he's changed. He's evolved as a manager and understands that when the rules change to five subs, that intrinsically changes football in the Premier League. And he's adapted to that, I think, better than any other manager in the league. And why he is world class, and it's why he's the best manager in the world for us. And, you know, he's able to use his entire squad, keep them all happy, but keep them hungry at the same time, wanting to get on, wanting to make an impact. The belief in this squad is that we can win the Football League.
Yeah.
They're ready to win the Football League. Yep. We're ready for them to win the Football League. We're always primed and ready for any team to win the league. But they believe that they can win the league. And it's their best shot, because the Jürgen's here this year. We've got to enjoy it. I love talking about Alonso and getting excited about what the future holds. But my word, it is not taking me out of the moment. And the moment is Liverpool are unbelievable and maybe unstoppable.
And when you're not unbelievable, every title win, and you go back through the annals of history of everyone who's won the Premier League, has had to have a moment where they've won they haven't played particularly well, or the opposition has done a job on you, or you look knackered, or something's gone wrong. And you go back through all of them, and sometimes we've been at the other end of them. You know, Vincent Kompany's goal, Makeda, back when. Sometimes you just need to find a way. And I know Arsenal last year, they went to the well very, very early, finding that way, and ultimately it ran out of steam. With Liverpool, they haven't had to really go there too often, but when they've had to go, you know, Newcastle springs to mind straight away. You think of Aston Villa in the title season a few years ago when they won the league. Today, it doesn't feel like Liverpool have to do it often, but they still have to do it sometimes, and it's good to see that they still got that in the locker.
Yeah.
Like, 99th minute, when that ball is headed clear, it's easy for everyone to just to go, ah, City are going to be top of the league. City are going to be top of the league. Good effort, lads. It was just one of those things. But I don't know. There's just something intrinsic, isn't it, that you've got to go and get it done sometimes. And to manage it with a bit of quality as well. It isn't a fluke. It's a real bit of genius from McAllister and a real good header from Nunes. It fills us all with such belief that, you know, my God, this is really possible this year.
You're right. And I think that's what it comes down to, doesn't it? Is that they believe, so we believe, and everything else. But, like, what it does to Arsenal's players and Manchester City's players and their fans, it kills them off. That is one where, how many people did you say were watching at the end of the watch along?
7,000.
And I bet you half of them were fans of other football clubs who were coming in. So have a good old laugh at you. And Manchester City players, although they might not have been on the watch long, will have been looking at that. They'll have been updating their football app, whatever it is. They'll have been watching it on their American subscriptions and whatever, thinking, that's it, it's a chance. But what it does to the rivals, this one in particular, I don't think you can really put it into words, because
if you're a City fan, that's a good punch. Yeah, Arsenal fans, a good punch.
You've got we've said before, like, look, we look at Manchester City as the pinnacle of this league over the last however many years. But we thought this season that we had to get ahead of Manchester City when De Bruyne and when Haaland were out. And that's right, we did. Yeah. And we did get ahead of them. Oh, not as much as we wanted. Yeah. But, like, if you think Liverpool are going to drop points when all of our players are back as a Manchester City player, good luck to you. Because we're doing this with the kids. We're doing this with a Bobby Clark starting and a Conor Bradley starting, who's been fantastic and is a genuine first teamer now, I think.
Yeah.
But that's unbelievable. They're going to be absolutely gutted because when they're now thinking, bloody hell, Sal's going to be back at the weekend and, you know, Dom Sobozai's going to be starting games soon and Endo's going to be starting and Trent's to come back and all this type of stuff. They're going to be shit scared of what Liverpool can do. Because if we can do this with our under-18s, we could just maul the rest of the league now.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.